Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're with Keith Cressine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Went out to Tescott on Friday night. Pretty nice game. Tescott's a team that has shown the ability some this season to do some good things offensively. You won that one 52-19. Came back with a tough 38-32 overtime loss to Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Two losses this season have both been to the Lady Longhorns. Just assess the last couple games for your team, and how do you feel the girls have played here?
Well, you know, Friday we went down to Tescott, and, you know, they have been struggling, but I'll tell you what, they play with a lot of heart, and the ball can go in the hole. They move around as a team pretty good, but I thought we went down there and took care of business. We never just shown up and went through the motions. We went out, we got the ball inside, we executed well, we were able to get some things in the trap, but again, was able to get everybody in the second half. But, you know, it was just a nice win on the road and against a very scrappy Tescott team.
So Thunder Ridge on Tuesday, what stood out the most in that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody knows that we went down to the conference tournament here a little week ago or so, and we got it handed to us. We never showed up, and I'll credit Thunder Ridge. They played extremely well that game. But, you know, Thunder Ridge is a very good team. They're more athletic. They're better basketball players than us. I mean, when I say as a team, when I say we're not good enough to get out of a wet paper sack, we are when we do it together as a team and do it right each and every time. That was the change from this game to the conference tournament. We went out and we played with a lot of energy and enthusiasm and executed the first half. We executed. We got offensive rebounds. We made some shots. But number one, defensively, I thought we did a nice job because we were full of energy. We made ourselves wide. We caused them a little bit of fits. We played defense more like the old teams, like when we made our state run and years past that there, to where we might not win the game, but we're going to keep ourselves in the game no matter what, no matter who we play, and it's going to be a 30-point game. It's unfortunate that we lost the ball game, but again, it was two ball teams that were playing, and after they went ahead of us there in the second half by a point, you know, we kind of battled it back and forth, but we got rattled a little bit. And again, it's that experience being in them games to not get rattled when come unglued when something happens. You know, you got to get on with it. You know, missed shot, missed rebound, a foul. You got to play the next play. And that's where I thought that we probably, the reason why we got beat overall. But it was a good game against a good conference opponent. It made us better. You know, if we played games like this here, even if we were a 500 team at the end of the year or a below 500 team, we would be much more prepared going into regional tournament and postseason play. Our hats off to Thunder Ridge coming to Beloit and beating us here in our game, in our house. But again, my girls played with a lot of heart.
Quick thoughts on Wilson coming up Friday. You get them in Tipton, a team that's got just six out. They do have Kaylee Hanslick, who's one of the better players in the league. But overall, just some quick thoughts on what you expect to see from them.
Well, you know, we got to move on, spend a couple good days in the gym practicing and preparing them. You're right. She's a great player. You know, one of the top players in our conference as well as a small division ball. She's got a nice little sister to add to that there. We are going to have to show up and over to Tipton that game is, and play, but execute. You know, sometimes after playing a tough game and coach being excited because we did play well, even though we did lose, sometimes you can have a letdown. We can't have a letdown. Good teams never lose back-to-back games. They got to fight. We're going to be challenged over there, so we got to stay out of foul trouble, execute, play defense, and, you know, it should be on the Blue Jay side if we take care of business that way, Dusty.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Sipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. Welcome back here on Katy Country 94, our high school basketball locker room chats. Lance Bergman joining us, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you had a couple of wins since we talked last, 59-14 out at Tescott on Friday, and then on Tuesday, 62-41 win over Thunder Ridge. You get a career-high 27 there from Brady Pollen in that one, 13-14 from the floor, so he was very efficient in that game and also had just a overall great game with 10 rebounds as well. Just overall, how do you feel about those last two games for you as you're now 10-3 on the season?
I thought Friday against Tescott, we did a really nice job coming out in the first quarter, being focused after kind of a long layoff but not getting games in and, not knowing what to expect. I thought the boys came out. We really talked about working on the rebounding, boxing out in particular, and some of the things we need to focus on. First quarter, we came out and, really locked down on the defensive end of things and shot the ball real well on offense. And, whenever you shoot the ball well, it makes it look really easy for the coach. But, Brandon Bates, he only took 4 shots that game. He went 4-for-4. And, that was just really efficient offense. And then, of course, we played really good defense. And I was really proud of the boys. And then coming in Tuesday, we knew it was going to be a little bit tougher matchup, and they played us well the first time. I thought Thunder Ridge played with a lot of energy. I didn't think we really were tuned in on defense the way we needed to be. We were letting them get by us on the ball, dribbling the ball and stuff like that. But offensively, we looked pretty good again. Like you said, Brady went 13-for-14 from the field and, just really effective on offense. But he got in foul trouble in the first half. I normally don't let the kids stay in with 2 fouls, but I thought at this point in the season, Brady's one of those kids that he's just going to have to learn to start playing with fouls. So left him in, scored a few more points, and got his 3rd foul, and I kind of got after him at halftime and talked to him. I'm like, Brady, you have to be smart when you get 2 fouls in the first half. You can't be. I know you're a shot blocker, and I know we need you on defense, but you have to learn to let some of them things go. And, we really got after him on it. 3rd quarter came out, got him the ball early, and he was just pretty much unstoppable for us. And I was really happy with the way we understood that he needed to be getting the ball on offense. I thought he did a better job on defense of realizing he had 3 fouls and didn't get himself in near as many bad situations as he has been. He fouled out against Osborne in the league tournament, and it really hurt us and was in foul trouble. And the games we struggled, he's kind of been in foul trouble. So we're glad that he was able to figure it out in the second half. But Braden Dammer shot the ball really well for us, too. I think he was 4-for-6 from 3. Brandon didn't have his best game as far as shooting, but understood, we needed to get Brady the ball and called the offense. And Kel did a nice job of being the one to initiate a lot of the passes to Brady and finding him and hitting the open shooter. So I'm really happy with kind of the way the offensive thing was going and understanding, but I'm kind of disappointed with our defensive effort at times, and I know we're going to have to step it up Friday. especially if we want to get a win there.
You give me some quick thoughts on Wilson Friday and Tipton. It's a team that lost to Osborne 71-45. You kind of brushed that aside because Osborne's really hitting their stride, but they beat Rock Hills, Wilson did, by 30 on Friday night. What do you expect from them, and what do they cause? What kind of problems would they cause for you?
Osborne's one of those teams, when they play us, man, when they are tuned in and they're ready to go, and they meet our challenge that we try to put forth. And, you know, that's our three losses so far this year, so I was kind of curious to see what they do. I know what they're capable of, so, you know, like you said, I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to that. The Rock Hills getting, you know, drubbed by 30 definitely got my attention. Wilson's been putting up some points lately. Big thing is the Doable kid and the Murmis kid inside. If, you know, they're both very effective inside. Doable come out and hit some outside shots. We have to contain those two and play especially good defense on them. Murmis, we're going to have to be in help side on the lob. And then know where Doable's at all times. We've got a game plan going in. We actually talked about it right after the Thunder Ridge game, knowing that we had League and Regional Scholars Bowl. So we've tried to cover as much as we possibly can before we even get over there. But we have an idea what we want to do, and so we got to do it. And we've got to attack them in pressure situations and hopefully continue to put up some points. But the key is going to be stopping those two kids.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. Best of luck at Tipton against Wilson on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light. Or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes. Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Travis Eberle with us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last. You went 42-38 over Osborne Friday night. Anna Bergman got hot for you with 17 points, 5 three-pointers, and really carried the offensive load for you in a 42-38 win over the county rival there. Getting back a loss that you had earlier this season, the preseason tournament. What do you like about the way the girls played, and how were they able to get that nice win there on Friday?
Well, you know, we talked all the season since we lost them the first time, you know, and we've struggled off and on throughout the year, and I knew we have been getting better as the year goes on, and I told the girls, you know, it was a huge game to get a win at, and you know, they come out, played pretty sound defense. You know, we had to turn over the first half that kind of hurt us, and you know, the second half we took care of the ball, and the girls, you know, stepped up a notch on the offensive end. You know, we scored quite a few points in the third quarter and kind of, you know, got out ahead of them a little bit. And, you know, I thought our defense, you know, really stepped up the fourth quarter, kind of held them in check, you know. And you know, it's nice to see that this time of year because you're hoping you're getting better. And like I told the girls after the game, you know, that I was, you know, proud of how they played, you know, how they executed our offense and broke their press pretty easy. And
and that it was a huge win for us because, you know, Osborne's been playing pretty well this year. And you know, when it's county rivalry like that, it's always nice to get a win. And, you know, and that's one thing the girls, you know, they were pretty, you know, hyped up about too. You know, we've had pretty good practice since then too. So moving forward, I hope we can build off of that and continue to progress as the year goes on.
Tuesday night you had off, so you get ready now for Rock Hills coming up Friday night. The Lady Grizzlies have been a struggle for them, and it seems like things just keep getting tougher for them. They're 1-12, 0-6 in the league. What's the message when you're playing a team like this that you're clearly a favorite in, but you want to make sure that you go in with the right mindset?
Well, you know, it's like I tell them for every game, you know, don't ever overlook anybody. You know, Rock Hills has struggled in the past too, and we've had, you know, fair teams in the past, and you know, we went up to their place probably four seasons ago, and you know, halftime is a 4-point ball game, and so you know, I always highly stress, you know, you can't overlook anybody because you know, anybody can have a bad night, and they can catch fire, and you know, kind of like what happened to the Chase, you know, we didn't shoot well down there, and got beat by a team that, you know, probably we should have won, but not taking away from Chase. They're a good ball team. But, you know, Rock Hills is young. You know, they lost a lot of seniors last year and, you know, a new coach, you know, and all that. I just think that we got to be ready to play and do what we know how to do because we got a tough game coming up on Tuesday against St. John's.
Travis Eberle, the coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck up at Mankato on Friday night.
Appreciate it, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Drew Dusky joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Just one game since we talked last. You had Tuesday night off last Friday night against Osborne. You fall 72-38. That was the third time you'd seen them this year, and really the first time against you guys that they really had your defense figured out and were hitting on all cylinders, and you fall 72-38. How tough is it and difficult is it to go up against a team like that when they play the way they did on Friday?
I mean, it's super tough because, you know, like you said, third time we played them, and that's the third different kind of defense we tried to throw at him. You know, we boxed in one steal and tried to shut him down, and we did in the first half, but I think he still ended up with 18 in the game. And it doesn't really matter. You try to shut one guy down, there's four other guys on the floor that can hurt you from almost any spot. And it seemed like every shot they were shooting, you know, it was going in. And if you can't, you know, go punch for punch with them on offense, it really doesn't matter what you do on defense. It's just tough. They just have so many weapons, and they're hard to contain. And plus, their defense is really good. They up in your face. I think they forced 42 turnovers on us. So when they play a game like that, it's going to be tough for anybody to beat them.
So now you're 8-6 overall and 3-2 in the league with that loss. You move on to take on a Rock Hills team that's 6-7, 3-3 in league play. coming up on Friday, you'll go to Mankato. I know you got these guys last year, and this year they've been up and down. You know, they have the ability to score points at times, but a couple games here recently they've struggled offensively against Wilson and Sylvan Lucas, especially on Tuesday following 54-27. But when you look at Rock Hills, what are some of the things that stand out about them, and what do you need to do to have success up there in Mankato Friday?
You know, I think we're both similar teams. You know, me and Coach Meisner coached together for a couple years, and we kind of have the same outlook on things and kind of the same philosophy. And I think it's going to come down to who's shooting well, you know, because both, you know, like you said, Rock Hill's been struggling on offense, and we've been struggling on offense kind of most of the year. So and I think whoever, you know, shows up and is really being efficient on offense and able to do the small things, you know, like cutting down on turnovers, getting loose balls, and rebounding, I think that's who's going to come out and win the game.
Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us here this week, and best of luck at Mankato on Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games on Z96.3 The Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls, and the boys to follow on Friday. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Locker Room Chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Hey, welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're now with Jamie Harvey, head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, since we talked last, actually three games, as you had Wilson there Friday, 52-26 loss, a 44-17 loss to Tescott Monday, and then Tuesday, Sylvan Lucas, a 40-13 loss. I know Sylvan Lucas is a team that really gets after it defensively, so a struggle there. But just overall here, the last three games since we talked last, what are you seeing from the group and three tough losses there for you?
Yeah, it's kind of fresh. Starting to get a little frustrating. You can kind of sense it in the girls a little bit. I mean, they work hard. We work hard. We don't ever give up. I mean, that's about a lot of the only positive I can say right now. We're just kind of lost in getting offenses started, you know, taking care of the ball and putting the ball in the hoop.
So you move on now. Take on Lakeside coming up on Friday night. You host them. What are some of the things that you're going to look for and focus on there in that game to try to right this ship here and get things turned around?
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, I just got word that one of our starters and kind of one of our leading scorers is done for the year, so that's going to kind of hit hard. I think we're just going to just try to slow down a little bit. We're not very good at pushing the ball and keeping it in our possession, so I think slowing down a little bit and just focusing on taking care of the ball and getting a good shot and hoping it goes in and then focusing, trying to get stops. I mean, even if the ball doesn't go in, you can still get stops and play good defense.
What are you seeing from Lakeside that you think would cause problems for you?
Maybe just a little bit of size. Obviously, depth in the bench. I've watched a little bit of film on them, but we're down to eight now. So with only three or four with a lot of varsity experience, so probably a little bit of depth. We might get wore down a little bit, and just the physicality of it.
Jimmy Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Lakeside on Friday night.
Yeah, appreciate it.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. Score big with savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Doritos, Fritos, or canned dips for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Best Choice beans or tomatoes, 3 for $2. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nick Meisner joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, kind of a tough three-game stretch here for you. You did pick up a win against Tesk at 69-40 on Monday, but that was sandwiched in between a loss to Wilson on Friday, 76-46, and then a 54-27 loss at Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday. Just what are you seeing from the group right now? What stood out the most in these three games? I know probably not where you'd like to be at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Our defense has been pretty slow to rotate, and I think it seems like we want everybody to score on the other team, 1 through 12 on the roster. And the offense, we have streaks of, things are flowing pretty good, but then like Wilson, we scored 31 in the first half and 15 in the second half and shot 4 for 24 from the 3-point line and 27% overall from the field. So, we're struggling at both ends of the court, and you're not going to win many games doing that. We hung in there with Wilson the first half. It was a 3-point game with about 10, 15 seconds to go, and they hit a three, and then we fouled with a second to go, and then all of a sudden they're up by eight. So going in the half, and Wilson, credit to them, real good couple post players, and they don't miss 10, 12 feet in. And they got a good point guard too, that Suka kid. So, we're kind of doing some soul searching right now. We got to shore up the defensive end, if anything, because the offense, it may or may not be there every night, but the defense has to. There's no excuse, and we're just not hustling like we should, and the energy's not there, and not sure what's going on, but we're going to try and figure out that today at practice a little bit. And, Monday we rolled into Tescott, and, it was kind of an ugly game, and Tescott played hard and kept it, pretty close, for them. And we finally kind of went on a big run there in the third quarter to break it open. But to me, we're still allowing too many easy buckets on the defensive end, and especially on the low block, we just aren't rotating right down there. So, then Sylvan, they're a pretty senior laden team, and they're good, we've had some guys missing, but that's no excuse, and seems like we get off to a slow start, and then got to climb ourselves out of a big hole, and a lot of times by the time you get back somewhat in it to make it entertaining, your energy's gone and you're in foul trouble, and that's kind of all she wrote.
So you move on now with Lakeside coming up on Friday night. The Knights are 8-6, 3-2 in the NPL. You guys now 6-7 and 3-3 in the league. So kind of a matchup of teams that would look kind of even on paper a little bit. I know still a little bit about Lakeside from your time there and what they've got, but what are your thoughts on the Knights this Friday?
Yeah, they're a solid team. You know, they got fourth in the league tournament, and I think they can play with, you know, they play with St. John's and Sylvan and Osborne and Southern Cloud. You know, they've kept with those teams, and I think, you know, they're a top 3-4 team for sure, and the league tournament showed that, and they've got some seniors that, you know, yeah, I got the privilege to coach a couple years, and they're not gonna let anything come easy. They've got, you know, kind of a strong-willed personality and have good leadership, and you know, Mason Dusky and Caleb Hake, they're gonna lead that team, whether it's a grinded-out style or, you know, and if they're shooting and hitting the outside shots, you know, then they're really deadly, and I think they can make a deep run in the postseason if things fall right for them. So, yeah, we go way back with the coach there, and you know, Coach Dusky, he's been working pretty hard on them, and he's improved every year that he's been a head coach there. So, you know, he's got my respect, and yeah, he knows my style, and I know his style, and you know, it could be a chess match, but if we don't D up, you know, I look forward to them that, you know, they could take care of business pretty quickly. So we got to figure something out soon and kind of get to practice here the next couple of days and kind of, you know, shore up the defensive end. And I think we'll be in it. I think we'll be, I think we'll regroup and recenter. But, you know, anything can happen on Friday night. And I hope we need a W anyway for postseason play. It's going to be here before we know it, and we're kind of looking at that 3 or 4 seed right now, and if we get a W Friday, that'll kind of lock in something for us that we've been wanting.
Nick Meiser, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against the Knights on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls. Tip at 6 and the boys to follow on Friday night.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Score big with the savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Kraft cheese, shredded chunk, crumbles, or cracker cut varieties, 5 to 8 ounce, 2 for $4. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have red seedless grapes for just $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Craig Batchman, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach. You had three games. Go back to Otis Bison on Friday, 53-36 loss there at home. But you bounced back with a couple nice defensive showings. You went at Lincoln 59-27 Monday, and then over Rock Hills at home 40-13 on Tuesday. Just going back, I know you knew that Otis Bison was a solid team going into that. What stood out with what they did and what caused the most problems for you there Friday?
Just their heights was caused us some problems. Both those girls, they work well together. They complement each other really well. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job. I'm closing down on the Wiltsey girl, but then she would dish over us and hit the Anderson girl. So, you know, they worked really well together. But I was pretty pleased with our effort. on Friday. I thought the girls played very hard, did some good things. I thought we did a decent job of boxing out and getting rebounds with their height. So I was pretty pleased with our effort all around in that game.
Again, Lincoln there on Monday, and then Tuesday, Rock Hills. A couple good defensive performances for you. How pleased were you with the way they bounced back after a tough loss to Otis Bison on Friday?
Yeah, they came out and they really got after it against Lincoln. We talked about we need to get back on track and stuff and get a couple wins here and get ready. But I was just pleased with our defense. You know, we tried to do some different things just to work on things and try some different things. And I thought the girls did a nice job of it against Lincoln. Did some, especially the first half, I thought we executed really well.
So again, those two wins there with Lincoln and Rock Hills. You move on now, taking on Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night. The Lady Longhorns seem to be getting better and better as the season goes on. They've gotten some other girls healthy. Just overall, what do you expect to see on Friday at Kensington?
You know, it's going to be another tough game. They do have some good athletes. They're well coached. We're just going to have to go in and we're going to have to do what we can, battle again. You know, kind of very similar to Otis. I think we're capable of it, you know, going in and battling. We just got to be ready to go for four quarters because, you know, they're going to go four quarters.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again, Coach, this week. Good luck at Kensington on Friday.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jeff Starkey joining us, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach, pretty much polar opposites. You fell to Otis Bison on Friday, 55-29, but came back with a 54-27 win over Rock Hills on Tuesday. Back to that Friday game, I know that you told me that Otis Bison caused you a little bit of concern there going into it. What did they do that ended up causing the most problems for you?
Well, you know, I thought in the first half we played well in that game. Score was tied, I think, 22 all at halftime. Came out in the second half. They go on a 7-0 run to start the half. And, you know, I think we kind of hit the panic button. You know, I don't think I did a very good job of getting us back to where we need to be. You know, and it kind of snowballed from there. So, you know, I take, you know, the blame for what happened in the second half. You know, I got to do a better job making sure our kids are ready to, you know, when we give up a run, ready to settle the ship a little bit, you know, and get back going the way we needed to go like we were in the first half. So, you know, just a game where, you know, a tale of two halves, and we just have to, you know, be more consistent throughout the game.
Rock Hills on Tuesday, you pick up a 54-27 win. Second time you've beaten them this season. You beat them by 16 the first time there in the consolation semis of the league tournament, but looked like you had a pretty good defensive effort against the Rock Hills team that's capable of scoring quite a few points at times.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, where it sits for us. You know, we gotta lean on our defense. I thought the kids rebounded well from Friday night's game against Otis Bison, and turned around on Tuesday, played well. You know, played together, played hard, shared the ball, and I think we saw results because of that.
Thunder Ridge coming up here on Friday night. They're just 3-10 and 2-5 in the league, but. Yeah, they gave St. John's Tipton a fairly good game for the most part on Tuesday, and a team that seems to be improving as the season goes on. What do you expect from Thunder Ridge and Kensington Friday?
Especially on the road, I think it can be a tough test for us. You know, they're a team that's played with a lot of teams in our league and given teams problems, and, you know, they've been close with a lot of teams. So, you know, it's going to be a game we're going to have to be ready for going into a what can be a tough environment with a smaller gym, something we're not used to, you know, and they're a physical team. So, it'll be a tough test for us, and we've got to make sure that we're ready to play and meet the challenge.
Sylvan Lucas boys basketball coach Jeff Starkey here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck out at Kensington Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.